Hi, this is a dictation for Tyron Wilson, TYRENWILSON, Data Services, 10/7/2025. Date of birth, 5/29/93. Date of accident, 12/27/2024. Patient was injured as a passenger on the left side, not restrained, in a rear-ending accident. And the patient comes for a follow-up evaluation today. Apparently, he was initially started having pain in the head, in the front and back to the tune of 6, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the 7-9, pain in the left shoulder, some chest pain, numbness and tingling of the left hand, and pain in the both knees. As an initial complaint, headaches came without TBI symptoms. Currently, the patient reports that his symptoms are continuing with mild headaches with no symptoms of TBI. Pain in the left shoulder is reported to be 7. Pain in the right knee is 7, left knee is 10. Pain in the lower back is 8. No radiculopathy is reported by the patient today. His walking is limited, sleep is limited, and his severe spasm in the trapezius muscle is noticed in the right side. Overall, the pain is around 8. ADLs are affected 8. 70% release is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for system review and for additional issues. And compliance plan in substance abuse. In physical examination, blood pressure is 162/106. Pulse is 76. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from the previous visit. 9/9/2025, dictation number 0910-008. The plan is to discuss the patient with the MRI findings that have been done. The patient is found to have a bulging disc at L4, L5, and a facet hypertrophy of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. There's an annular tear right of the midline in the L4, L5 area, but the disc is not herniated. There is a bilateral foraminal stenosis at all levels. Patient was recommended 3 to 4 injection of epidural injection. In the cervical spine, there is a disc herniation at C5 and 6 of 2.2 millimeters. Again, 1 or 2 injection of steroid as a CESI will help him. Patient agrees for the injections and they will be done as soon as possible. After reviewing the maps, patient was provided the following medication, which is Mobix 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Plexaril 10 mg twice a day for stomach, for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 30 tablets for pain relief, Alavil 50 mg PRN at night for sleep, GAD disorder, Neurontin, 600 mg for headaches, Lunesta, 1 mg at night for sleep, and Lidocaine, 5% for topical pain relief. Physical therapy continues 2 times per week for the cervical and lumbar regions and both knees. He remains off work, housework, replacement, transportation has been checked. He'll be seen in 30 days' time for the follow-up visit. And patient will be scheduled for his epidural injection ASAP. Thank you.